always enjoy talking to Wes Lutz, Extreme Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. No delay this time. Last time I was on the phone with you, there was a delay.
Yeah, they let me back in.
Well, that's a good thing because we like listening to you in the morning.
Thank you. When can I test drive a car?
Well, you can test drive one now. We just can't bring you into the showroom. It's a little convoluted, you know. You gotta kind of smile. I have this list now, like probably you do. My wife has a list for me to do, like a multitude of things at home. So I'm always at Menards buying something. So I can go into Menards and there's like 10,000 people in there, but we can't have people in the showroom. But we're working around it. We can deliver cars to people's homes, and we can do them over the internet. So we're complying, and we're happy to be open. We're very happy to be open. So,
the companies go back. It looks like next week, or at least the suppliers will get back up next week, and maybe I guess the 18th is kind of a magic date to ramp back up. How long will it take, Wes?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was on a conference call with NADA yesterday, and we were talking about there's going to be quite a shortage of some of the product. Pickup trucks are in very high demand right now in parts of the country. I was talking to Charlie Gilchrist, who was chairman last year of NADA, and he actually called me and said, hey, we're trying to buy some trucks. Texas never shut down, and their business is actually better there than it was before the virus kicked in. So with the plants down for 6 weeks or 8 weeks, there's going to be a little bit of a shortage of product, I think, going into the fall.
But the Texas, I guess, unlike the Detroit area, is really hit hard.
Yeah, I guess I'm like everyone. I just watch the statistics, but I don't know. I mean, it's just there's no continuity across the United States in how people are shut down. I mean, I talk to dealers in Ohio that are having a pretty good month because they really weren't closed down. But yet, Michigan was one of three states that totally shut off sales. But again, we're happy to be back to work on selling, doing internet sales and in home deliveries. So it's all working out.
Yeah. What's your take on the whole thing?
You know, I don't want to get anyone sick. I have a 93-year-old mother, so I'm very cautious. I now talk to her in her driveway on my cell phone while she sits in the dining room window, and that's okay because I want her to stick around a little bit longer. So, you know, I think it's a personal thing. I stay pretty fit, so I'm not real concerned about it. Although I'm very cautious, you know, I wear a mask and gloves. But it's just a personal decision. If you think you're at risk, I think you're justified in staying home and doing the right thing. What do you think?
Yeah, it's mind-boggling because you go out in public, and I've been out very few times, but you see people, some have masks on, they're covered up pretty good, and some don't have a care in the world.
I'll tell you the thing I like the least about it is this COVID 15 that I've put on. It's like going away to college and you get that freshman 15. all I do is go to drive-throughs, right? I mean, I'm eating this junk food for lunch and dinner, and you go home, there's nothing to do, so I eat. It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
That's it. I sat home for 6 weeks, and it's you in the refrigerator.
Oh, my God.
Staring at each other.
Well, it's crazy. Even with the shortage that we're going to have, we have the biggest incentives we've ever had. So, sometimes our industry is a little dysfunctional, and I just think, like, we have $10,000 rebates on Ram 1500s, our best-selling vehicle. And yet, I've got dealers calling me saying, hey, we're out of product. Can we buy some product from you? So there seems to be a little disconnect, but we've never done this before, right? As a society,
right.
We've never shut down, so I don't know. I mean, we think we're going to have a great fall. And every business guy I talk to, I mean, most of my friends are businessmen. Everybody's optimistic that the economy will come back. I am, very much so. I'm just hoping I don't lose people, because we've had some people off. We've paid a lot of people just to retain them. But, you know, there's such pressure on, there's so many jobs available for people that you just, I'm fearful that I'll lose some people that are really good employees because people just are getting, you know, they're getting cabin fever.
Yeah, on the other end of the spectrum, there's going to be so many people out of work.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel terrible for young businesses, you know, that haven't been able to put money away. I've been a Chrysler dealer for 44 years, so I've been fortunate that, you know, we've paid for things as we've gone along. But it is going to be devastating for a lot of businesses. It makes you sad because that's someone's life work, and it wasn't because they didn't work hard. It was just,
yeah,
you know.
How do you think the response has been, Wes, in the county?
You mean as far as auto dealers?
No, as far as just the response to the pandemic in the county.
Well, you know, I really do think it's just a personal decision, and so I'm not going to judge anyone on how they, if they think it's for real or not, because you have to do what's right for you. We've told our people here, families with young children, we've said, listen, why don't you stay home because you've got children at home? I mean, we've just kind of, as a group, we have about 60 employees. Mm-hmm. You know, some people didn't think they were at risk. You know, they're 50 years old, their kids are gone, it's just them and their wife. They came and said, I'd really like to continue working. And yet we've had people we have one man here with five children, and I just said, maybe you should just not be here. And he said, well, I feel better about that. You know, we have somebody that's pregnant. We have a woman that's pregnant right now, a coworker. And we've said, look, just stay home. Just we'll pay you and stay home, because you don't want to be wrong about it. Right?
Right. I mean, exactly.
I don't want to see anybody sick. So, but I think, you know, attitudes are good, and mm-hmm. we are coming back slowly, and so people are happy to be back to work. I'll tell you a funny story. My wife and I got into a little bit of a discussion, and she was mad at me, so she decided she wasn't going to talk to me one day last week. So I have to tell you, Greg, it was the best night of the month. I read the paper. I watched a little news. I watched two episodes of Ozark. But then the morning she got up and she said, let's walk the dogs. I'm done being mad at you. So it was over. But what can I say? 44 years of marriage, that's what it comes down to, you know?
when do you think we can get in the showroom?
I don't know. I would think by the end of the month.
Okay.
The governor seems pretty firm that you know, that she doesn't want to have that contact till the end of the month, and I support that. I mean, we are working around it in that we will meet customers outside the showroom, and mm-hmm. I feel comfortable with that, out in the open air, and we will deliver to homes. And everybody hits the internet before they buy a car today, so that's not like we're forcing them into a purchase avenue that they don't normally do. Everybody looks at cars online before they come to the dealership.
Yeah. Are we going to see some unusual incentives, though, Wes?
I think we will. I mean, we've got, right now, we've got employee purchase on Wranglers, which we've never discounted, had rebates, or employee purchase on Wranglers ever, which that's pretty exciting to us. And they've been selling very well for us. That's been great. And we've got Ram, our heavy-duty Ram pickup trucks, we've got employee purchasing it on as well, which they've never done. So those are kind of exciting for us. Those are big sellers for us. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, everything is a truck or an SUV today. We just don't sell cars anymore. So when they take your most popular line and they put those kind of incentives on it, the people that are calling us now are very serious. I mean, we're closing a very high ratio of people that come in to see us or call us because they're serious.
Yeah. Were you surprised GM actually cut a profit last quarter?
I was, because I saw that FCA lost $1.9 billion.
Yeah.
But But, you know, GM, I think they've been very good since 2009 when they declared bankruptcy. I think they've really focused on being profitable. You know, they got rid of their European operations. You know, that's a huge global company. And Mary Barra is, you know, she's very astute. She's an engineer. She's my interaction with her in the past was that she's very bright. And, you know, the business has changed. There's been consolidation among all industries. You know, look at all the, there used to be, you know, 1,000 banks, and now there are 10 of them that own. So it's changed, and I think they're doing a good job. Mm-hmm. GMs, they have good product right now, and I think they're well-run right now.
Wes Lutz from Extreme Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and hoping to have the showroom open by the end of the month.
Hopefully, yes.
Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Take care.
And be safe.
Yeah, you too.